Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM. The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, everybody, Philadelphia, how are you today? Brought to you by Bud Light. My name is Quimby. I am alongside a shortened crew and a quieter crew, thank God. Diaz is spending some time with family, not birthday yet. That's next week. But spending some quality time at home or with friends, whatever. We didn't want him in here anyway. It's all good. So I'm alongside our producer, Kyle / the Gobbler. Next to him, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Sam Brady, what's up? You got a little excited with Mac Jones. That's your new one, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we know. You're not even going to say anything.
Just like that. Tommy.
And, of course, your draft technician and analyst this evening, the only person that really knows anything about football in this room, Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, baby?
Good evening. We're not idiots. And I told you that was going to be the theme today. We're not idiots. And I know everybody, I'm only going to give you a snippet of this. Everybody was looking to be pissed at the pick, and everybody was pleasantly surprised.
Yep.
And it's been an awesome day to me. I don't have anything bad to say.
Yeah, no, we're good, but we're gonna dissect it a little bit because in all fairness, in the division, I still think we were third.
Yeah.
We were third.
Yeah. I concur, sir.
Now it's a close race.
Right.
But we'll get into that in just a second. Everybody, just so you know, week 15 of the Would You Pipe Sean McVay's Fiance watch list. And everybody concur?
Yep, I concur.
You're not allowed to say anything.
Don't twist my arm.
Sam, would you pipe Sean McVay's?
Why not? Try anything once.
Atta girl. There we go.
Strap it.
Awkward.
And we're going to have to cut that out soon with some of the bigger sponsors we have coming on board. Everybody, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio. Please rate, review, subscribe, download us on Google Tunes or iTunes or Google Play. I can do this.
Yes.
By subscribing to Green Legion Radio, the easiest thing to do as well is just download the iHeartRadio app, and you can get all four shows, which, by the way, one show has a massive announcement coming up on Sunday.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's good. But you'll get Green Legion Radio, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports with Sack and Diaz, Baseball Brunch with Murph and Sack, and, of course, get Tank's Happy Hour with Tank and Quimby. All four are on iHeart's Radio app. Just subscribe to 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler or Green Legion Radio. Either one will get you where you need to be there. Green Legion is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, MCS Construction Services, The Next Sip, necksip.com, as in choke you out, hands-free, COVID-accepted drinking. And you can text while you drink all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, and, of course, Cavanaugh's 39th and Sansom, the University City location.
When's Riverdeck opening back up?
It is.
It's opening back up.
It is.
Yeah, they had an awesome party there the other weekend, and I wasn't invited. Thanks a lot.
We do need a post-show party there coming up.
Yes.
He couldn't say anything but yes.
And, of course, our good friends at City Fitness Philadelphia, all locations, East Market, Logan Square. And I didn't turn off my cell phone before we started this broadcast.
We're professional.
I swear we're not. Oh, no, hold on. It's Diaz. Devontae rang the bell. Oh, he's at a Sixers game.
Yeah.
You know, we had Spadaro 2 weeks ago. We had Lito last week, and we're missing Diaz. Addition by subtraction.
Exactly, sir. Excellent. Excellent. That's the name of the show. Addition by subtraction.
Yes, I like that.
City Fitness Philadelphia, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, East Market, Fishtown, and Northern Liberties. And, of course, if you're not in the city, across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Our good friends at Bucks County Baseball Company. The website is bigger than the showroom, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. And new, and, of course, the King of Prussia Diner coming on board. And we still are waiting for our car. Our car sponsor, but we think that's coming soon. So there'll be no looks around the room right now.
I know. I can feel it.
You were not going to look at you. I was looking at you side eye, though.
Side eye. Side eye. Eyes of the side. Eyes of the side. What's that from?
I thought it was
Eyes of the side.
Eyes
of the side.
I thought
it's a movie.
I thought you were talking about, oh, squiggly line in my
eye. In my eye fluid.
When I look at you, you scurry away.
You run away.
Are you shy, squiggly line?
Tank, what happened this week in sports history?
Well, today is May the 1st, 2021. It's the 121st day of the year. There's only 244 of these puppies remaining. Only really had one event for us today. Today in 1969, Leonard Toast bought our Philadelphia Eagles, and we went to we went to a bit of purgatory after that. But I wanted to spend the entire day on the draft, on the prospects of the draft and things that are coming up. And to tell you that this was the day in which I garnered, remember the last week when I was telling you about the phone?
Yes.
This was the day I garnered that giant ass phone. So this was the second day of the draft was the day that I garnered the phone because my mom didn't want me to get my ass out of the house and quit sulking around the house waiting on them to call me at home. And that's what I have for you today.
Nice. I still love the story about the bag phone. That's awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome. All right, everybody. We're going to switch it up a little bit today because we are going to have Kick-Ass or Jackass in the beginning of the show because each one of my Kick-Ass or Jackass topics for this evening was responsible for something absolutely stupid that took place or cool that took place during the draft last night. And they're all topics of discussion for us. So Sam's going to bow out for now. We're going to go around the screen now. So we're going to go Sack first, Slash second, Tank third. And you guys will already know just based on how I say these, whether or not I think it's Kick-Ass or Jack.
Your voice affliction.
Yes. Kick-Ass or Jackass, everybody. First one. The Eagles punching it in the Giants' culo three times in less than 4 months.
Absolutely love it. I can't get enough of it. I am so sick and tired of New York Giants fans. And you know what makes it even worse for them is the fact
that we're not going to talk about it a lot. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're going to have these topics.
But we switched with another one of their arch
enemies. And
fantastic.
And we're going to get to that.
Kick-Ass.
Thank you.
Yeah. I will go Kick-Ass, even though I want it to be more than three.
Kick-Ass. The Eagles fooling the Giants into thinking they at least had a higher draft pick after bombing that playoff game on them.
Oh, God. Absolutely Kick-Ass. I love it. And then I saw a meme of Doug Peterson. It was a photo. I said, F them Giants.
Kick-Ass from me as well.
It was extremely Kick-Ass. I saw a video of the Giants. It was replaying by the Giants fan base. And it was funny. They were saying, they're all against us. Yes, we are.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm starting to get that hatred that you have for them now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You didn't have that before?
No, I didn't. They just were there.
Okay. All right. Here's an interesting one. Micah Parsons to Dallas.
Oh, my mommy and daddy, when I was growing up, they were Dallas Cowboys fans. Man, shut up.
Thank you.
You are a jackass. I'm happy that you're not Midnight Green.
Exactly. That's why I'm going to say Kick-Ass, because I hate Dallas and I hate Penn State. So they go well together.
Correct.
Kick-Ass because he was dressed like a damn cowboy. I had to catch myself there.
Okay.
He was just like a damn cowboy. And he said that's why he dressed the way he dressed. So I'm glad you're where you want to be now. We're going to kick your ass.
Yep. Good. How about the Jets jumping the Patriots on a pick?
God, I'll tell you what. The Jets fan base is like the most vile human beings in the history of the world. I've been to a Jets game before. But whenever you can stick it to the New England Patriots, that's always Kick-Ass.
Yeah, Kick-Ass, even though both teams are ugh.
Kick-Ass is mainly after the Matt Jones comments.
How about the Bungles going receiver over a blindside condom?
I understand the premise. I understand the premise of like Jamar Chase and putting it with Joe Burrow. I get it, but the reason why Joe Burrow, his leg is all mangled up is because you couldn't protect him last year, and you're going to get the man killed. The fact that you didn't take Penei Sewell, that's Jackass.
Yeah, and they got a surprising standout stud with T. Higgins last year. So I think they should have gone offensive line.
Thanks again for keeping it completely neutral. Just tell me if it's kick-ass or jackass.
Jackass.
You can give a five word, but that's it. Don't explain because we're going to go into all those.
Jackass. Issues.
I actually think it's kick-ass. There's going to be a blindside tackle out there that'll eventually protect him.
They'll once they release Dillard.
Yeah. Once Big Pudding gets out of the market. But honestly, I think it's cool. And we've got four situations like that that took place last night. So
I like you thinking.
Goodell talking about a mental health partnership in the Dallas area, and then seeing one of its patients reading the pick.
Was that meant to be before that pick? Regardless, so that was practically meant for us and our fan base.
Honestly, that I was laughing my ass off for about 30 to 45 seconds, hysterically, not like uncontrollable laugh. I am completely dead sober, eating a slice of pizza, and I start spitting it up. I'm like, what the hell just took place? What did I just watch?
It was kick-ass.
I'll go kick-ass.
If anybody looks at any of my memes on anything, they know that I thought that was the most kick-ass thing known to man. You talk about a mental patient, and then you bring her up there. The first thing, woo!
How about them Cowboys? Hell, hold on. She wasn't a mental patient.
Oh,
she was the founder. She was the founder of the group.
Oh, she's not only a member, she's the founder.
Yes. The only thing that could have been better if she walked out with a bottle of Grecian formula or Hair Club for Men membership card. I'm not only a client. Wait, I'm not just a spokesperson. What is it?
I'm not only a member, I'm the founder.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the patients really do run the asylum.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The Rivera family, Ron Rivera, and Daniel Snyder family donated $200,000 total to Run Rich Run in support of St. Jude's tonight,
For anything that supports children, and that's kick-ass. I'm not a fan of Dan Snyder. I'm more of a fan of Coach Rivera, but yeah, it's kick-ass.
Love Coach Rivera. That's definitely kick-ass.
Ron's my guy. Love Ron. Love the missus. And I love the fact that they're coming through for the kids. I've done a lot of things with St. Jude's. They're great. It's a great organization.
Yeah. I thought it was cool when Rich was just, like, flabbergasted.
Yeah, that's great.
Rivera family donated, and then the Snyder family matched it. Thought that was pretty cool.
Great.
So, and here we go. Final. The Eagles getting past day one and still having potentially three number one picks next year.
I'm not going to elaborate on this because we're going to later. Kick ass, baby.
Kick ass.
Tremendously kick ass.
Tremendously.
Yes.
Tremendously kick ass. How much time we've got?
We got about 8 minutes.
Good. Plenty of time to get into this.
Let's go, baby.
All right. Time for elephant in the room, everybody. Time for elephant in the smack the microphone, idiot. Yeah. Time for elephant in the room. It's obviously the Eagles draft.
Right.
And the entire night last night. And it's about to get a little crazy here real short.
Yeah.
Lee, we decided to do this show last night. Everybody that's listening right now on Saturday afternoon, a little past 1 o'clock, 1:18 on the East Coast. We wanted to do this show so we could watch the second round and talk about picks as they come in. And I think Jacksonville just selected.
Yeah
they just got a corner. Tyson Campbell.
Yeah, Tyson Campbell.
All right. Well, we'll get to that here in a little bit. Is that the first one?
That's the first pick. Yeah, okay. That's the first pick. Right. Four more picks until the Eagles are up.
Yeah.
Well, it's still crossing fingers for certain people to be there. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But the elephant in the room. All right. The Eagles draft. Let's give some background here in a way that we haven't portrayed the Eagles situation over the last few months. We all know it's not been great.
Right.
It's been extremely
toxic.
Extremely toxic. But look at it this way, and this will get up in your craw, Hollis. This is how bad a shape this team was in. It's one thing to have a number of needs at numerous positions. It's another thing to have positions of need almost everywhere and still be over the cap. Mm. All right. Look, if you have positions of need, okay, but that means you damn well better have money to spend.
Exactly.
And the fact that you don't have any money to spend, this is where this draft becomes so critical for this team. And it's not... This is a hypercritical draft for the Eagles.
Right.
Drafts are important every year. We're finding that out because we haven't seen any real production out of the last four drafts. But this one's even more because now the only way that you're going to fill holes is with young talent. You have to cultivate your own right now. And Tech, yeah. Give us your take on that, bro.
When you said that, that brought me to one thing. The one thing was we have to hit on more than just the, remember the, early on we were talking about the draft picks that we thought we had to hit on for this to be a successful draft. We have to hit on even more than that. And on top of that, we have to rely on some guys who, this is why I said that we might be a little bit better than a lot of people think we are, because we're going to have to rely on some guys who are on 1 year contracts. And who are on 1 year contracts, and they're going to come here playing like their hair is on fire. So we're going to get the best out of them because they're playing to play in. And you kind of want that. But the other thing too, that I never mentioned this to anybody. I love the fact that we have a new coach, because a new coach is not tied to anybody. So right. If you mess up, your ass is gone. Yeah. Point blank. It's no coddling. It's no nothing. And I love what he said. He said you have to have thick skin to be here. And this is a competitive sport. And I love that.
And a competitive city.
Exactly. And the guy, Andy, the guy in charge, he said that. He said, you got to have thick skin to play in Philly. And what did our first round pick say? He said, I have thick skin. And if people tell you when you don't play well, what other place would you want to go play?
Yeah, I look at it like this, Tank. And you know, if you hear Nick Sirianni talk, a lot of people want to label him as being goofy, right? Like all the rock, paper, scissors comment and all that stuff. But I think when it comes down to it at the end of the day, like he is just all about competition. And as silly as it may sound with the rock, paper, scissors and all that stuff, like this guy is going to mold this team in the way that he wants to see it. And after last night's selection, or on Thursday night's selection, when they took Devontae Smith, I was excited because I look at their roster now. And Tank, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the way I look at roster construction, like throughout this draft, they're done at wide receiver now. Yeah. Like they took three young guys last year. They took Arcega Whiteside the year before.
That's on the run sheet. Are we finished at receiver? Yeah. I think we have to.
Yeah, so you're done at receiver because last year you had Watkins, Hightower, Reagor.
I know, but
a lot of times we want to build from the trenches and on out. I look at this draft as we need to build from out in.
Well, we have neglected the skill player position right. for too many years.
Right. And we have a bunch of big contracts that are tied to both lines, the offensive line and the defensive line. And like, then you still have some kids that are kind of like laying in the wake there. You know, you have Dillard and Mailata and all of that works. Right.
All of that works and almost, I don't want to say eliminates the skill player positions, but minimizes the talent level in which you need to compete and compete effectively. Yeah. Because if your offensive line is giving your quarterback all day, you're good to go. Right. If your defensive line is getting pressure on the quarterback, it'll help your corners and your safeties and your linebackers. Remember linebackers.
Backers. We might get one coming up here.
Don't you guys tickle the underside of my sack.
That kid from Notre Dame is still there.
He's still there.
He, on Mel Kiper's
what are you guys
board,
doing?
He's at 12.
Sorry. What is wrong with you?
He started.
I'm trying to get Quincy excited here.
You look like you are so experienced in passing the buck.
Yeah. He started. I just followed suit.
As soon as I said it, got angry. Like, nope.
He started it. But the thing that I do like that's going on is we're excited about the draft again. Unless they do something stupid.
We're always excited about the draft.
Yeah, we're excited about it until they let us down, but they haven't let us down yet.
All right. Well, let's.
It's only been one pick too.
And Slash, what do you have on this?
Well, I wanted Devontae Smith the whole time because I want that sure skill player, and
I'm surprised he dropped Elijah Moore, the Jets.
He is electric, dude.
Yeah,
he's a crowd pleaser.
They just gave Trevor. Oh no! Zach Wilson, something to work, and they
took the offensive tackle. Like, yes, they did. They're building up that side of the ball, man.
They just said, Zach, hey. We're here.
Exactly.
Give me a little flutter.
Yeah, just a little bit, right?
I watched Zach Wilson play since he was a freshman. He is a beast. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've heard a lot of people saying, like, you know, a negative aspect to Devontae Smith is, well, you know, it's the second year in a row we've been getting a wide receiver, you know, and then the year before that we had one in the second round. I wanted him because I want that solidified ace at the skill position. I hate like sprinkling one here in the third round, one in the fourth.
When you need to play.
I, I want that day one starter so we can check it off the list.
And the element that he brings to the table, which I was trying to hold off on this, but we got about, 30 seconds before we got to wrap this segment up?
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half.
All right, fact. He's going to make Jalen Reagor, Travis Fulgham, Greg Ward,
everybody.
Hightower, Watkins, all of these guys better.
Yeah, taking the top off. Yep, you got to put a safety over that.
And
it's also one thing you forgot to mention, sir. When you take the top off the defense, you can't drop that eighth man down in the box.
Right.
And what else does it help?
It helps the running game.
And you keep them off.
Trust me, when I was playing flag football or intramural football.
God, I thought we got rid of Diaz this week.
No. I'm not claiming athlete row, but I used to be really fast.
Yeah, I do.
So every single time ball wasn't coming to me, yo, Gary, what do? Go deep.
Right. Run and fly. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
fly.
Yeah. Nine. Every now and then he busted up. He's like, run an eight. Give me a post. I'm still running down the field and had to run back.
To give you a little bit of bad news before we go into break here, Quimby, Diaz won the selection for who we were going to draft last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he's collecting yours, Hals's, mine, and Lito's. Lito's money.
I'm sorry, Diaz. I spent that in the Dominican.
It's gone. Oh, well.
So sorry.
No, we won't tell Bourbon Diaz about that.
All right. Let's do this. Let's cut it right now. Let's go take our first break here on Green Legion Radio. We'll come back. We're going to dissect the pick even more. We're going to dive into this one tonight. We are all football. We will not be talking about any other sport this evening. You want to talk Phillies? Come down to Philly Live Casino on Sunday, 11 o'clock, baseball brunch. By the way, do not forget, Green Legion Radio will be running a special full draft coverage 2-hour live show piggybacking baseball brunch on Sunday starting at noon. So as soon as Murph and Sack are finished, we send Murph over to the ballpark. Sack stays here. Tank, myself, Slash, Sam will all be there. And special guest from Crossing Broad, Kevin Kincaid will be joining us as well. So we're excited about
also
that.
Also listen to Kevin Kincaid on every Philadelphia Union postgame show.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. So, lot going on for our radio show. We really appreciate it. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Back right after this. By Bud Light, Javonte Williams from North Carolina. That guy is a stud. North Carolina put up so many points this season.
And rushing yards.
And that guy was a pivotal part of their season. I remember, over under, North Carolina game, 74, over $1,000. That's the dumbest thing you could do, and I won. But
they were playing. I think they were playing Tulsa, somebody like that. Both of them are high scoring people.
Played North Carolina State. That game had almost 100 points.
Oh yeah, I think both of their running backs are good.
Yeah.
It's like a 1-2 punch.
Charles Hamilton. Do we take a tight end? No, no. Right now, you have your tight end position filled.
Yes,
you have Zach Ertz and you have Dallas Goedert. Whether or not Zach Ertz is, Zach has to play. Zach has to play one way or the other. He's a contract
here. He will.
Yeah, he's a professional.
Yeah.
But, so we are.
We're next.
Yeah, we're next. We're next. Sorry, everybody.
No worries.
We're watching a little bit of the draft. It is being taped the night before. It's Friday night for us. You guys are listening to the show right now at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. But let's continue. Let's continue this talk until we get to the Eagles. And then, Zach, you're going to put the volume up and We're gonna try to see if we can't hear that for everybody listening to us once again. So we were talking about the dire straits that the Eagles situation was. And then here we go. We are all in agreement. We were waiting for these guys to figure out a way to screw this pick up.
100%.
I think it's 98% of the people, of the fans, were thinking the same thing.
Now, it's funny because I have to give them credit. You have to give them credit at this point, and the reason that they dropped, actually, they dissected this draft. They absolutely knew everything that was going to take place in this draft, and we thought they knew nothing. They knew that Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase were going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So trade out of six, pick up another first round, trade a third for a fourth. All right.
The biggest help for us was that Sewell went to Detroit. That was the swing move right there.
That was when I said first audible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Called that out last night.
Called it out last night.
And I will say, it wasn't, I told you so, but, now you're in a situation. Okay. And this is honestly what I think happened because Rich Eisen was spectacular about this. Is it about to come
no,
on?
No, you're good.
You're good right
Rich
now.
Eisen was spectacular about this. Wait. What?
What?
The Philadelphia Eagles just traded with the Dallas Cowboys?
What? Well, we did
dogs last year. And cats living together. Sheer pandemonium.
We did last year too. Everybody was flipping out because of that fourth round pick, and we let them get their center.
Now, here we go, because I think this is what took place. Yeah. Do you think Howie was having a tough time closing that deal?
Oh, hey man,
and
so you're Howie.
And
hey Jerry, how you doing?
And Jeffrey got on the phone and said, "Hey Jerry, now that you know I'm a meddling owner like you, you think we can make this happen if for nothing more than to let everyone stare at each other like scratching their head going, what the F? Just like a dog tilting its head after it hears a sound it doesn't understand. Yo, let's go in. Let's go in on this together.
The best was when they showed
just
the Eagles war room
with everybody.
Yeah. After the trade happened, and then they went to the Dallas war room, and every chair was empty except the woman that was sitting there.
Yeah,
it was like you're expecting to see Jerry and Steve and Mike McCarthy, and they're all gone.
Gone.
And the funny part that if you were watching Twitter. You saw it was a bunch of people from their own New York Giants home. And they were like, okay, it was some guys at the draft. It was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. They was like, what's going on? It was like, oh, then one dude at the draft was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. The Cowboys have just traded with the Eagles. And the guy at home was like, what the?
Yep.
Now, he went ballistic.
Let's go negative first because I'll tell you, I give the Eagles an A+. Absolutely got what they needed. And we're looking at the pick.
It's on commercial.
It's on commercial.
The Dolphins took Javon Holland, the safety from Oregon, and now the Eagles pick is in. We're just waiting for it.
It's either going to be Asante Samuel Jr. or
Mowing from TCU.
Yeah, the safety.
Seven,
yeah,
or
he's still there.
Or
linebacker from
linebacker number 6 from Notre Dame. All worthy picks that would pan out this year and would do
immediate some, impact.
Immediate impact.
Yes. Starter.
Now. This is where they could start screwing this up.
I hope not, dude.
Yeah.
Is everybody nervous?
Let's not get cute
here. I am honestly on edge right now, and I'm not even looking at it. Sam's about to lose her mind.
I know. It's like, and I think if we can see everybody's like, man, we got the one pick.
Well,
it's
because you're always waiting for a project to be drafted.
Well, your second round pick, you know, it's top 64 players in the league.
Yeah,
they should be able to come in and make immediate impact and start for your team.
Correct.
Period.
Yes.
Period.
Well, you know, the funny thing was is when we were talking about this, I just thought about a couple of my buddies. Everybody was sending out pictures of draft stuff. And then two or three of my buddies who we didn't get drafted, but we lasted a while in the league. He was like, everybody's sending out the draft picture. And I'm sitting here like this. And I was like, yep, that's exactly how I was sitting there.
The
old stink eye. Because it's like it's a great day for some of the guys, but for some of the guys it puts that lasting chip on your shoulder to show them that you belong.
Well, let's see who is going to belong in Midnight Green.
Well, we know a former player that's not making the pick for the Eagles, and that's Hollis Tank Thompson. Tank, why are you going to that bleep hole called Cleveland?
But they probably wouldn't allow me to do it.
I think Jeremy Bloom's making the pick.
I have too much to say.
Oh, there we go. Jeremy Bloom.
Really? He was only here for a cup of coffee.
Well, that's what makes it funny.
He just got off the slopes. He's going to make the pick.
Only thing good about Jeremy Bloom is
his sister
caused Chastain to be hot in another movie.
Is that Golic?
Who is that?
Who is that?
Dude, that's Golic.
It is Mike Golic.
Wow, it is Golic.
He's in great shape. He looks good, man.
They said he was going to make the pick.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's turn it up. Let's go. Man. Oh, it is his hometown, too.
Always great to come back to my hometown, Cleveland Rocks! Yeah! All right, now for the Philadelphia Eagles, after
after a fantastic move in the first round to move up to get Devontae Davis. They've got another great pick here. So with the 37th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select a guard from Alabama, Landon Dickerson.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. Yes. Hollis. Yes. Hollis is bummed.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That there's a man. Wow. What are we going to do at guard now?
All right, let's turn it down. I'm disappointed.
I'm slightly disappointed, but remember what we were talking about? What are we going to do at guard?
No.
What did we go 40 years without taking anybody from Alabama?
We all know we needed a corner or a linebacker.
Yep.
We're all reactions right here on Green Legion Radio.
Well, I love the big dog. I'm sorry, I watched the kid play. Sorry.
I thought I said that we were good in the trenches on both sides of the ball for at least another year, and Howie goes out and proves me wrong.
Tell us about him, Tech.
He's a 4-year starter at the University of Alabama. He's great. He plays center and guard, which we need because I was tired of watching Salamua get his rump kicked. I was tired of watching the other guy go down. I think he's a good, solid kid, and he can block and he gets to the next level, as you're seeing him finish up the block. Number 69 on your program, number one in your heart.
He is a big boy.
Yeah, he's a man.
Is he going to end up replacing Jason Kelce?
Damn right.
I like it.
He's going to start out at guard. He's going to come and take Sally Moore's part.
Sally Malu.
He's going to take his job. I feel like he's going to take his job because he's just that type of guy.
Or if Brandon Brooks gets hurt, you have a viable guy to take over at right guard.
Bingo.
So, I mean, you know, if one thing we've proven so far is that, you know, if the offensive line can't stay healthy or Jason Kelce decides that he wants to retire, this is a good selection right here. But I'm right there with you, Quimby. I'm disappointed. I was hoping, I know.
Still ignoring the linebacker position.
Yeah, I get that.
Overpaid for slight.
And the safety position. And I'm kind of with you too, because there was three kids that there, right there for the taking. There was Asante Samuels Jr. There was a kid, Moe out of TCU. He's a great safety, a big rangy safety that's a ball hog, and he can cover the big tight ends. And there was also the kid out of that everybody's been glamoring about out of Notre Dame. And linebacker.
Who was 12 on Mel Kiper's big board. Yeah. I mean, like, yes.
So he's probably going to go now.
Well, the Patriots do like their linebackers, unlike us. So why don't we get back into talking about Devontae Davis as goal
Devontae Davis. I'm surprised you didn't say Devontae Swain.
Devontae Smith. Let's go back to seeing the smile on Quimby's face. So let's elaborate a little bit more on this kid and not take away from his moment on our show.
I think at this point, unless they move up right now, I'm pissed.
Yeah, he took the gem out of his donut. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pissed right now. I'm sorry. You need to go skill positions. Mm-hmm. The trenches are not skilled positions with the exception of maybe edge. Okay. Not skilled positions. Gotta go corner. Gotta go linebacker. For God's sake, get us a linebacker. And there we are.
This kid,
I don't know anything about this kid. He looks like a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud.
This is Jeffrey Lurie meddling in this draft. Offense. You've got to stop the ball, Jeff.
My whole thing about this,
God,
to piggyback off what you're saying, and I understand it, because this is a passing league, okay? And who right now is playing in the secondary for the Philadelphia Eagles? How are you going to stop the passing attacks that are the Giants? I know the Giants have Daniel Jones throwing the ball, but they have weapons.
Yeah.
The Dallas. Cowboys are getting Dak Prescott back. Yeah, they have weapons.
Yep.
You know, Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel.
You are overvaluing the offense in general.
Yep.
That is your problem. Yeah. That is Jeffrey Lurie's problem.
I think he's trying to save face for the Jalen Hurts pick still. He's going to try and surround him with everybody who can just so.
But they won't announce him as a starting quarterback.
Yeah. Putting lipstick on the pig. He's going to keep trying to do that.
Where was this kid on best available player?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Like
that.
I think he probably would have
Kyle, can you look
round.
At that?
Yeah.
Look at that. All right. Let's do this. Let's get back to Devontae Davis, everybody. Way to go, Mike.
my goal with
him. You know, Golic being out there in his hometown in Cleveland for his former team with the Eagles, I thought he was going to announce the Notre Dame linebacker. Like, yeah. That would have been like the trifecta right there.
Right,
but hey,
right. That's what I was thinking. That's why I kind of got giddy. But then when he said the big dog, I still got giddy because I like Landon.
He's like, oh, giggity.
It's hard to believe she's already 18.
It's hard to believe. And the wheels come off the vehicle already, everybody. All right, Eagles get an absolute A-plus for day one. Day two, not so much. All right. Here's the thing about yesterday. Eagles got the best player on the board.
Right.
That's what I think. Right?
Yeah, and they did what they had to do.
To get him.
Yeah, and I was saying all along about that selection, like Dallas, if they would have thought that we were going up to get Micah Parsons, they weren't going to make that deal. And if they were still going to make that deal, it wasn't going to be a third-round pick. You were going to have to pay a hell of a lot more to make that jump. Because we all knew that the Devontae Smith was going at 11. The Giants.
Do you think they had to divulge that information to Dallas?
What, who are they going to select? I'm sure that had something to do with the price that was going to be paid. You know, because like really, if you have a guy that's on your board and you really like him, you're not going to pivot out of that spot. Because the Eagles did make contact with.
Are you even allowed to do that?
Well, they made contact with the Panthers at 8. They made contact with the Broncos at 9. And if they wanted to get up and get Sertan, and the Broncos were going to take Sertan, I'm sure they were going to say, "Hey, it's going to cost you a 2 and a 4 or something like that." Instead, we got away with giving up a 3, which was it the Colts pick?
It our pick? It might have been the Colts pick. But the one thing that they can't screen your phone calls, so you pretty much say what you want on the phone.
Well, no, I don't believe in the draft rooms. You can make a deal based on somebody saying I'm not going to select, or this is who I'm going to select. I don't know.
You can, I think.
I don't think you can.
Well, because if you're going to select that guy, why would they trade with you?
Well, anyway.
You can have more leverage on them. I mean, look at the trade that the Bears had to make with the Giants.
So you realize two targets, Pitts and Chase, gone. Mm-hmm. Aren't going to be there at 6. You absolutely screw the Giants 3 times mm-hmm. in less than 4 months. Just when they think they have a higher draft pick. Oopsie. You kick them from the playoffs. You take their pick in every way. And you know, because Kadarius Toney, which is a stretch, by the way.
Oh, yeah. His hands are stone. He's got the speed, but his hands are stone.
Yeah. Well, even in the combine, that was his knock.
Yeah, his hands are stone.
Brick.
Yeah.
Carrying a couple bricks on his wrist. But the Giants did wind up winning a little bit here. And as a matter of fact, I believe, despite that Kadarius Toney pick, they still came out better.
How so?
A 5th-round pick. A 4th-round pick and another 1st-round pick.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did make out a little bit better. They got more.
They got a lot of assets.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got another 1st-round pick next year, but we still have 2 and then a potential 3rd coming our way.
Listen, this is what happens. You gave Dallas a 3rd, and they got Micah Parsons, which on our draft board was higher.
It was extremely high, yes.
All right. Thank you. God, trying to get rid of this.
According to NFL.com, the grading system, he was the 2nd best player available behind the Notre Dame linebacker.
At this point in the draft.
At this point in the draft.
Okay.
Yes. Boom. What's the Notre Dame linebacker's name that I don't know?
Owosu something.
Owosu.
Yeah, it's got a hyphen in it.
It's got a hyphen. He's kind of small, though, so you probably wouldn't have liked him. He's like 220.
Alex Singleton is 206 soaking wet, dude.
But he's a thrasher, though. He's
going to be playing for somebody else.
I know. He lays the tie out.
We got to go? All right. Look, we still have plenty of draft coverage, and I'll get in a better mood after I do another shot of Jameson here on the break. You guys, Green Legion Radio, special draft coverage here Saturday 1 to 3, and special show tomorrow, Sunday, live from Philly Live Casino from 12 to 2, piggybacking baseball brunch from 11 to 12. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by Bud Light, back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Also, our good friends at Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app So you can listen to all four programs, Green Legion Radio, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports, Get Tanked Happy Hour, and Baseball Brunch. Hold on. I'm sorry, everybody. I am a little bloated today, but this is the water cooler conversation. We are at the bar for every show, and this is what we do. And, of course, you can't deny it because we were the people's choice for Eagles media favorite in Philadelphia, beating 63 other well-respected journalists, radio hosts, podcast, TV hosts, and Sack has something for us right now.
You know what? You're going to love this pick even more, okay, with Landon Dickerson. He tore his ACL in December. So maybe we're processing this year with our future center.
Are you serious?
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Really? You watch him?
I was watching him, but I didn't know he tore his ACL.
Deepest apologies.
Deepest apologies.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Really? Really, really?
You want me to read you his...
Why did you do that to me, man?
I was trying to get
out of a bad mood.
No, that's no bueno.
I'm sorry.
Richard.
I thought we were in the trust tree.
Shut up. All right, so... Yeah. Wind's out of the sails right now. Yeah, even Sam had to go get a beer for that one.
I think she went to throw up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Devontae Davis, everybody. Yeah. Heisman Trophy winner from a pedigree program. Hey, quit chirping. You're worse at it than Diaz is right now. Look at you. Come out big time. What's up? Knock on him is that he's small. So was Steve Smith. So was DeSean Jackson. Listening to everybody last night, and again, who knows football better than those guys that are covering it, said he's a legit number one on any team. So, you guys, what's your take on all that? I mean, what are your concerns, Tank? What are you excited about with him?
With Devontae?
With Devontae.
You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about him growing with the new receivers that we have, them starting to work together. We haven't been able to do this in quite some time, where we have a core of guys to work together, to come up together. We always bring somebody in from the outside that we pay a bunch of money to. He's taking reps from somebody else. Everybody gets an equal opportunity now to find their role. And with this coaching staff, I think with this coaching staff, what they do is they find what you do best, and you'll get your touches. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, when you get your touches, we'll come back to you. But if you mess those touches up, we're not going to come back to you too often because we don't have that confidence in you. So I do love this pick mainly because it makes our receiving core whole. We have somebody taking off the top. We have a possession receiver. We have a couple of guys that we can count on in the red zone, and we got a couple of guys underneath. Now our receiving core is cold. Now y'all can shut the hell up about it.
I look at it like this. The kid has a great attitude about him. He's all about winning. And I don't think the stats, like, he's not a diva type wide receiver. Like, yeah, obviously he wants the numbers, but the numbers aren't going to dictate what makes him happy, you know, at the end of the day on a Sunday. It's going to be whether we won or we lost. And that's the type of leadership that you want to have within your locker room, you know, especially coming from a kid that's coming from a pedigree program like Alabama. He's come up in big games and big spots. He's a small wide receiver, but he does not disappear in the red zone.
Right.
And you don't see that a lot with small wide receivers. He's going to be able to find his spot. And one of the things that I really enjoyed, on Thursday night in his press conference, they asked him, yeah, what's your favorite route to run? And he said, all of them. So, like, the kid is just polished. Yeah. He's smooth. I think he's had 300 pass attempts his way throughout the course of his college career. He's dropped 7. And then also at the same time, guys, let's not forget this. Who was his quarterback there for some time in Alabama? Yeah. Jalen Hurts. And he already has a rapport and a connection with him. That's going to benefit this team.
Yeah, it benefits us big time. And the other part of it that benefits us is he's great at running the route tree, period, point blank. And he can take the distance, too. I just like the kid all around.
I like it, too. I'm still pissed.
The only thing I hate about it is that we're going to have to hear about the bitching about his weight for the next 5 months from other people, other stations around the city.
He's already asking what is everybody's favorite cheesesteak joint in the city. Yeah, so maybe he's already looking to beef up a little bit. But but they say he's wiry, you know, just like the leg.
I'm wiry.
he's pretty tough, I think.
But his wingspan and his hand size, you look at all those.
Oh, my God.
They're ridiculous. I know. So don't just focus on the weight.
Right.
I like it. I like the pick. Grade A. So far today, you get an FU.
F for FU?
F. Really? How?
Indeed. Because 4 minutes have passed.
That's it?
Yes. <No.
laughs> He's so bloated right now. It's taking over his brain.
he's pissed and bloated. It's kind of a bad combination to be in. Yeah. You kind of at that one where you can't be like, because when you do this.
I was already in pain beforehand, and now I'm in more pain. I don't like that. That makes me sick. It makes me sick. Makes me sick that you still deny this team the defense that it needs.
Yep.
And the specialty positions that you overlook on a regular basis.
Well, we still have, what, 8 selections left?
No, you got to.
I get it.
Okay. I was going to feel better about that pick until you spoke up.
Well, you did play.
Did you want me to lie to you?
Well, you did
play. I don't want you to bring it up at all. I don't want to know. I'm already pissed off.
I mean, we're number one.
Now I'm going to be at Richard to you the entire show.
I mean, out of the Eagles media, the Field of 64 on Crossing Broad, we were number one. We have to divulge all the information.
And he did play.
I could still be a whiny bitch. Leave me alone.
He did play.
Well, don't be a whiny bitch towards me.
He did play the final snap of the national championship game.
With?
That bad ACL.
Was it a successful play?
Yes.
I love it.
He's a good kid. He's one of those types.
Oh,
of
that was that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. 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 That's good character stuff.
What the
hey? I'm trying to find some silver linings here.
Screw your good character crap.
Sheesh.
All right. So how much time do we have?
bear with me here. Six minutes have passed. We have 4 left.
All right. Where are we here? Let's see. All right. Well, it's time for a little in-show tunage. Don't worry, the part's coming. Hold tight with us, everybody.
We're trying to burn 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
I realize I love you because I want you back.
Oh.
When did you get the long version?
There you go. There it is.
Speedo! Oh, wrong song.
Alright, so this is interesting. This is the first time this has happened in the modern era.
D. Harris.
Alright, Ja'Marr Chase reunited with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, we got? Nah, the safety from TCU just went.
Son of a crap!
All good. Joe Burrow?
Thanks. Again, don't turn off the television. I'm kidding. Just don't narrate anymore. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, that's a bit outside.
Ja'Marr Chase reunited with Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. I still think that's a good move. You know, a blindside tackle will be there. Burrow's not going anywhere. Jalen Waddle reunited with Tua.
Oh, yeah.
Which Tua, I still don't think.
I agree. I know where you're going. Yes.
I don't think he's going to be an NFL quarterback.
And you know why? Because they asked the head coach about him, and he said, I'm looking forward to working with him. He didn't say that he was our guy. I'm looking forward to working with him. It's not a ringing endorsement.
Jalen Hurts reunited with Devontae Davis / Smith. I think that's a stretch. Devontae did play.
Yeah, they played together.
Yeah, for what, 2 years?
I think 2 years or something.
2 years, yeah.
But not in Devontae's formidable years.
Nah, because Jalen Waddle was the man then, and then when Waddle went down, Devontae Smith became the man. And that's why he paid homage to Waddle, because if Waddle hadn't went down, he don't think he would have won the Heisman Trophy.
Gotcha. What do we got, 2 minutes?
We got 2 minutes.
Yay. Yay.
California, all right.
The one element that I want to talk about, I want to brush on it, then we're going to take a break, come back and talk more about it. The one selection that I thought was excellent. And if you watched any Clemson football this year at all, the chemistry with Travis and Trevor Lawrence,
yep,
was absolutely phenomenal,
tremendous.
And to see, man, just think if you're Trevor Lawrence. Now you already had the weight of an entire city put on your shoulders. You're supposed to be the savior. And if there's one person that has the composure to do so, it is him. Mm-hmm. But now he has his running back with him.
His running back. And aren't they roommates?
When they were, I think they were.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge, especially like on blindside blitz pickup. Like, you know, he's got your back and he's willing to sell out for you. That's primo for a young quarterback in the NFL. But then, but on top of that too, you know, like having those two, the guy, I know you had here on the run sheet, Quimby. I'm not sure. Was that the first time that's happened? Yeah. First time in the modern draft. A quarterback and running back from the same college went to the same team.
In the same draft though too. But it's the first, it was also a first with the,
I don't think so.
In the first draft?
First round. Yeah.
I'm still going to root for them to fail, though.
It's not the first time that a quarterback and a running back from a college went to the same team in a draft. I bet that's happened numerous times.
Yeah. In the same draft for the first round?
In the first round.
It's the first time it's happened in the first round.
Jesus. Are you guys trying to piss me off right now?
We'll talk to you after the break. Actually, we are. Turn around real quick. Just kidding. Don't turn around.
Please don't turn around.
Everybody shut the hell up. Green Legion Radio. Fox Sports The Gambler brought to you by Bud Light. Back after this. Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Congratulations to John DeRenzi. 25 years as the Bud Man in Philadelphia.
Oh, way to go, John.
Yeah, John, we appreciate you in every way, brother.
We got to celebrate, John.
Well, we tried to celebrate a little earlier at Chickies and Pete's today, but I was being a bitch then, too. So, all right, so let's talk about situations that took place. But first, we'll finish up the talk about running back and quarterback from Clemson going to the same. That just has to make your quarterback feel better.
Yeah.
And it also has to make your running back feel better. They don't need to work on their timing.
I know. You know what else it helps out a lot, because you got somebody there to go through the, kind of like you were there with him in college, and you're going through the same thing again. So as you're familiar with it, so you're not as afraid, so you guys can conquer the world together.
Yeah. I'm rooting for them to fail for at least 2 years. So then Urban Meyer starts developing chest pains, and then he resigns, and then I don't have to see him anymore because I can't stand Urban Meyer.
Why don't you like Urban Meyer?
Because, dude, he does the same crap. He winds up always having some scandal that he's leaving behind, and then he bounces out because he's got some chest pains, and then like a year later he goes, oh, you know what?
Yeah, but that's every, that's every college football.
Yeah, screw
No. He has chest pains at the right time.
yeah, when he's dipping out and the program's going to crap.
Be like, oh God! What, you about to investigate me? Oh God, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
There it is, Red Fox. So, fourth year senior, 6,117 total yards and 78 total touchdowns over the last 4 years. 70 rushing, that's the most in ACC history, which is pretty awesome. 187 forced missed tackles since his sophomore year. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
the funny part about him, I don't know if you ever listened to some of the analysts talk about him during games. He literally, his first knock was that his hands weren't that good.
Right.
This is his sophomore year. So what does he do? Turns into one of the best receivers coming out of the backfield.
Jugs machine.
Yeah. Yep.
Next year. Hey, you got to block better. You got to learn how to pick up the blitz. What does he do? Puts his nose to the grindstone. One of the best blocking backs in college football. So this guy has earned every penny, and I think it's a great move. As a football purist, you know, and the fact that it's Jacksonville, I couldn't give a crap.
You couldn't give a crap, but it's the one thing that it does, it shows that you're not going to just go and throw your first overall pick out to the Wolves and try to make him throw 30 or 40 times a game.
Literally, you're wondering if Jacksonville's finally getting it.
Probably.
Because it's been a long time.
Yeah, it seems like their owner, he's with the mustache and stuff. He's
Khan?
Yeah, Khan.
Yeah, Khan.
Khan!
So let's talk about the other elephant in the room. And you guys can handle this one real quick.
Yeah.
Tank, talk to us about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers were trying to work out a deal, a long-term deal over the break, and things eventually broke down. A lot of people thought that he wanted to stay there, but then eventually he's seeing what they were doing in the draft, and he started noticing things were not really going his way. And you steady telling him that that you're not going for the future, you're trying to win now. He just won an MVP. And then, so he started not liking anything that they were saying at all. So he really wants out. And I don't blame him, because last draft, they had an opportunity to get a defensive back, which is pretty much why they lost the last game, because.
Correct.
Yeah, because their defensive back was stinking up the joint. And you go up and you move up to get a quarterback. What is that saying to your current quarterback?
And saying that you just took his replacement.
Yeah. And I can understand taking a replacement. But if you're trying to get, and then the other part too is that they brought the Matt LaFleur in there, who's pretty much the same age as him, and he's talking about he's a check with me type thing. No quarterback who's had the success he had is that's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you also look at it like this, Tank. Over the last 10 years, mm-hmm. okay, prior to this draft, okay, they had 10 first round selections.
Right.
9 on the defensive side of the ball, and the last one was an offensive player, right. and it's your replacement.
Right.
So what are you doing exactly to help him out as a quarterback? You could have given him another weapon.
You're contradicting yourself.
Right. Yeah. Now, mind you, he has one of the greatest weapons in the game right now, Davante Adams.
Yes. But you still haven't, the receivers that you got, it's kind of like he helped develop them, because they're either undrafted free agents or guys that you picked up off somebody else's practice squad.
Right.
But they've gotten so much rapport.
They're one-trick ponies, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like Valdez-Scantling, like he's the type of guy that really he's just going to take the top off, right?
Yeah.
He's a big play guy. But, like, it's not like you have guys that have, like, you know, a variety of skill sets. What do you have, Sam?
Is there an instance where you draft a quarterback to get ready for the next step, though, that doesn't offend the current quarterback?
Well, the thing that goes with that is you let him know, and not letting him know that I think that was also a mistake. Some people think this is business, but it's also personal, especially when you're dealing with a quarterback to this magnitude. How many moves do you think they discussed with Tom Brady? How do you think they discussed all the moves with Tom Brady?
I couldn't even guess.
They discussed all the moves with Tom Brady.
Why do you think Jimmy Garoppolo wound up in San Francisco?
Exactly. Why do you think they went out and got an offensive tackle for Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady said we need an offensive tackle. It's like if you have a quarterback to that caliber that could bring you a title or is an MVP caliber quarterback, and you don't check with him, and you're getting his replacement. Not only are you getting his replacement, you're not even helping him out. You're not even getting anything offensively to help him out. To win anything. And then you're not doing anything defensively to better the team.
Plus, you just signed him to a contract extension. You just gave him a 4-year contract extension, and you go ahead and it's like you're already planning on him being here until he's 40.
Exactly.
And then, like, right before he turns 37, you're just going to be like, okay, hey, we're going to go ahead and draft your replacement. Like, that really sticks in the crawl. I don't think this is a matter of money here.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Rodgers made a ton of money. He's a ton of endorsements. Ooh. He's going to make money hand over fist for the rest of his life.
Right.
It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of respect. And what he's not getting from his organization right now. And I look at it like this from his standpoint, you know, like year after year after year, he's carrying this franchise on his back single-handedly. The defense has gotten better over the last couple of years, but like really in reality, like he's been the top-notch like gunner guy.
Yes.
And you know, Davante Adams is going to want the hell out too. if he winds up getting traded.
Yeah.
And here's a stat for you too, as far as like being an NFL MVP.
Right.
Only 2 NFL MVPs never returned the following season to their franchise. Mm-hmm. Jim Brown, wow. Norm Van Brocklin, and they both retired.
Yep.
So this is like unprecedented. This is like historical nature here. If Aaron Rodgers gets traded and they continue to say no, mm-hmm. you need to capitalize on that right now if you cannot mend this.
What you got for us, Q?
Has anybody talked about the troll that Shailene Woodley is?
He was going to get to his girlfriend in a minute, but the other part,
fiance,
fiance, awkward. The other part to what you said is when they were playing Tampa Bay in their playoff game last year, and they put the clamps on Davante Adams, Who else was there?
You mean Devontae Davis?
Devontae Adams. They put the clamps on him. You notice they did some things to bracket him and to take him away from him. Who else is there to go to?
Yeah, your next best bet's Alan Lazard.
Yeah, and Valdez Scantling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like I said.
I just did that.
So
there he goes.
Sante Samuel Jr.
Son of a onion.
Not San Diego.
LA Chargers.
LA Chargers. But now we can get to the lady in his life. Tell us about it, Q.
Well, isn't she a bit of an activist?
She's a big-time activist.
Yes, and that's the reason why they get along so well.
Extremely high-paid actress also.
The Divergent series.
I will write that down.
She looked good in the first one. The second one, she tended to let herself
out. Well, she took the hair off.
Yeah, she took it off because she was doing the Fault of Their Stars movie. My wife read that book. I'm like, I'm definitely not going with you to see that one.
Was it Aquaman's girl from Entourage in the original one?
Aquaman sucks.
No, from Entourage.
Entourage.
What was her name? Moore.
Demi?
Demi.
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore
was in the original The Fault in Our Stars, right? Fell in love with somebody. She had cancer. They were looking in the telescope. Yes.
That's not what that movie was called, though. Wasn't it like A Walk to Remember?
Oh, it was A Walk to Remember.
Oh, that's A Walk. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I bet it was A Walk to Remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, Shailene Woodley. So, do you think that Rogers and Woodley will be getting together soon with Diab and Kaepernick? little activist dinner with Nessa and Colin.
I don't think activism goes that far.
Rogers looks like he's making a push though to go to Denver. That appears to be
that's the only team that has money.
It has money to do so.
Yeah.
But and the Niners are also like they made a deal.
Apparently,
there was a report the other day.
They made a pitch.
Yes, and it was players.
Famous
picks.
Words. You made a deal with your sales rep. You didn't make a deal with me. What's up, Spike Eskin?
Oh, Jesus. I knew we were going there. Bow tie, skinny pants.
Bow tie, skinny pants.
But look at Denver. I mean, that's a great situation for him. You got Jerry Jeudy, and you got Courtland Sutton coming back, and then you got
Hamler,
KJ Hamler,
and Fant, and the tight end.
Yep. Why am I missing the running back?
Oh well, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah,
Philip Lindsay's no longer there, but they just drafted the kid from North Carolina. That's a hell of a situation.
Exactly, and they still have a decent defense. It's not like it was when they won the Super Bowl,
but they just got Patrick Surtain.
Yep, exactly. It's a great situation to be in.
You know what? We didn't consider one thing about the Eagles. We're going back here real quick, but bye bye JJ, right?
I mean, it's got to be the case. It's got to be the case. I mean,
are they going to keep him over Hightower? I don't think so. You can't keep him over Fulgham.
No, and Watkins showed some stuff last year towards the end of the season that they liked.
He only had 10 total receptions on the season.
But he was hurt for most of it. But Arthega-Whiteside, he's on the way out. At this point, you're looking at potential. And also, Arthega-Whiteside makes more money than Quez Watkins. So if you can drop his contract and his deal, you keep Quez Watkins around.
Yeah, I guess. Let's talk about we've got a bunch of time left still, right?
Yeah, we got about 9 minutes.
Nine minutes. All right. Awesome. Let's go over the entire draft.
Okay.
Complete total draft coverage here. And then we're going to talk about the best and worst dressed of the night. Look at you, Sam. What?
Because I thought everyone looked good.
Oh, my God.
You're just too damn nice.
I really like your personality. You did especially enjoy the sausage look out of Mac Jones's tight pants. I get you.
He was strutting like Vince McMahon.
He was. With pants too tight.
Way too tight.
I mean, hey, you know.
What's that
Sam poem? Got excited.
When your ship comes in, I'll get it. I'll get it.
Don't butcher it.
Don't butcher it.
I'm going to pull it up, though, and I'm going to do it right now.
I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may. It's falling as you put out the boat. It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. The man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Yeah. Come here, Pookie. So now we know what Sam was excited about. So you are excited that a good-looking Alabama prospect goes to the New England Patriots to take the place.
No, I didn't know. Stop.
Identical body build. Identical body build. You guys saw the photo I sent you earlier.
Oh, yeah.
How come I wasn't in that?
Looking like you were. Yes, you were.
You gave him the finger. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when Diaz said that we need to Photoshop your face on Belichick's body with the with the binoculars.
With the binoculars looking at it. You gave him the finger.
Oh. All right, everybody. Let's get into the draft.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, Trevor Lawrence, great pick. We all agree.
Nice.
Zach Wilson, great pick.
Nice.
All agree.
Solid.
Trey Lance, how do you guys feel about this?
I like it. I'm telling you, man. I was watching on ESPN. You were watching on NFL Network. Man, Lewis Riddick is head over heels on this kid. Mm-hmm. Listen, you weren't going to trade from 12 up to 3 if you were going to take Mac Jones. As we saw, Mac Jones dropped back to 15. And in a lot of ways, I never really thought the Niners were in on Justin Fields. This also cements that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to spend another season in San Francisco because Trey Lance is more of a project at this point than he is a finished product. So I think he's going to sit a year behind Garoppolo, and if he is pushed into service, I think he can perform pretty well with the weapons that they have there.
I don't think it was so much of a push. I think that I think with Garoppolo, if he starts faltering like he did in the past, they will go to the kid, because I think the kid has a high ceiling.
I want to know why the steam came out of the engine with Jimmy Garoppolo so fast.
It came out extremely
fast.
Fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, then he was missing some passes. And when you have a guy like that, he's gotten you far as he can get you. And when you experience that with Alex Smith, you experience that with certain guys.
Jared Goff.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, they get you far as they can, and you have to move on. Because if you continue to go down that hallway, he's going to get you to the same place over and over again without going over the mountaintop.
I was wondering if he would be available.
So Donovan?
No.
Number 5 will always love you.
Oh, God, please. Somebody. They retired his number, huh?
Yep. I was at that game.
Donovan? Yeah. You don't see it every time you're sitting in your seats at the link?
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I try not to.
You don't remember all those banners?
I try not to.
Why do you think he drinks as much as he does?
Thank you. Thank you. Except tonight. I got gas, baby. It's not helping. Whatever. I don't care. I am pushing through. You guys have no idea what kind of a soldier I am right now. I am in pain.
That's why Tank and myself are trying to carry the show.
Please, because I'm going to go to bed at 9:01. Atlanta Falcons, Kyle Pitts, generational tight end, highest ever.
Yep. Tremendous. Selected. Tremendous pick.
No doubt he's going to be successful.
He's going to be the man.
That's going to be a heck of an offense, especially if they don't trade away Julio, which is still being rumored that it's going to be post June 1st.
Has anybody ever thought that they utilized Julio properly?
The last couple of years, yeah. But then again, Julio last year didn't do himself any favors because he couldn't stay healthy. Like he kept on trying to bring himself back early from a hamstring injury. But that leads to bad things. If you don't heal it properly, and we've seen that with DeSean Jackson and a couple other guys over the years, man, like hamstrings are very, very sticky situations.
Yeah, of course. Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I mean, that was an obvious selection. It was either going to be him or Penei Sewell at 5. And I wasn't surprised when he got taken.
Right.
But that right there, like once Sewell didn't go at that spot, it was just, all right, where's Sewell going to go at this point? Because we said earlier, if Sewell didn't go at 5 to the Bengals, where else was he going to fit in? And how were we going to get one of these 4 players that we were all talking about?
Right,
you know, how was
before Horn, he drops to us.
Horn, and we wind Satan, up taking him. Smith, Waddle. Right, like, how are one of these guys going to get to 12?
Right.
And, so Sewell being taken, we're going to talk about him in a couple minutes when we get to the Lions pick.
Right.
Him going in that spot was huge.
Yeah.
Any surprise that Waddle went before?
It just shows Davis. It shows how stupid the Dolphins are. I mean, Smith. I mean, unless they really wanted Waddle at 6, then it worked out for them. But they gave up a first round pick. Like we wound up giving up a third round pick to trade up 2 spots, and we got a first round pick in Devontae Smith. Mm. I mean, like it worked out on our end. But for the Dolphins though, I mean, unless they were really targeting Waddle, I don't see why the move.
Well, the Waddle thing, it kind of puzzled me because he was injured last year, and I was just recently talking to my agent, and he was like, "I'm not going to buy damaged goods." My old agent, we continue to do that. And he was just saying, "I'm not going to buy damaged goods. I'm only going to look at the people who played last year. If you opted out, that was your damn fault."
Landon's injury. Do we remember it?
Not really.
Not really.
I just remember what you said, Hollis. I mean, you're up by 20, 24 points or whatever at the end of the national championship game, and he came on for the last snap.
Yeah.
He was dressed for the game. He didn't play the whole game. But you know, in honor of him, Nick Saban put him out there for the last play when they took the knee. So, you know, not sure what his status is going into this current season here. You know, but he does have time. I mean, the Eagles offensive line, I thought all along that we had everything kind of in place for next season and even the backups. But this kid, he's going to have time if he needs to sit out. You know, there's no rush to get him on the field.
No, sit out. Only hope.
Diaz is going to love him because he loves all players that sit out their first year. You know, Simmons, Embiid.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was a big New Orleans Noel fan. Yeah, no doubt. Trust the process.
And he loved Markelle Fultz.
Did he get injured in a fight?
I don't think so.
Landon?
I'm looking. All right. Hold on.
I
don't know enough about this, but. Right, we're not
let's slash look it up. Let's move on to the next pick here. Yeah. Number 7.
Detroit Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
Should have found the offensive line, baby.
You have to protect the statue. Yeah. That is Jared Goff.
He is not moving.
No, yes, he's not moving. Yeah.
And Jared, would you still pipe Sean his
fiance? Why do you think he's in Detroit?
I know.
All right, Carolina Panthers, I think, got the steal in this draft, although everybody thought they were going Justin Fields. And they said it. They said it out loud. Mm-hmm. Horn drops, and I guess Horn, that was about where he was supposed to go, but maybe not. They jumped on him. What do you guys think about this?
Well, I loved it. All he has to do is take an hour drive down the way to go to Charlotte, and he's still at home.
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised they didn't take Justin Fields there or even trade out of that selection. Remember, last year was the first year with the Panthers under Matt Rhule, and they took nothing but defensive players. Right. And here they are, the first pick this year, and they took a defensive player. But when they picked up the fifth-year option on Darnold, at that point, you knew they were going to go in a different direction.
I'm sorry, I was doing my best Matt Rhule impression.
I didn't know if I had something on my chin.
And the funny thing with that Sam Darnold thing, I'm sorry, you haven't done anything, and you had an opportunity. So I'm you stink. Until you do something, you stink. I'm not sold on him.
Denver Broncos, Patrick Surtain, the second.
Solid selection.
Solid.
I mean, Vic Fangio is a defensive coordinator by trade. He has been for a long time. You know, he looks at it like this. He's going to be able to make plays on the outside when you have Chubb and Von Miller. You get a Chubb from Von
Giggity.
You know, but those two putting pressure on the outside, Surtain is going to be able to sit on some routes and jump some routes.
Yeah, not only that, it's like they went and traded for Teddy Bridgewater so that they could get some points on the board because the Drew Lock experience may be over.
Let's do this. We're through 10. We're not going to go over our pick. We already did that.
Yeah.
We come back. We're going to start with 11 and whether or not you guys think that Chicago trade was worthwhile. But on the back end, or coming back for a second last break, the rest of the NFL draft players picks, what you think? And then we're getting into best dressed yesterday. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. We will be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio. Sam, shut up.
Someone had to be told to shut up tonight. What?
Jeez. Because the good news is, you're fired. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. We are going over the draft. Full coverage right now. First round. I don't think we're going to still be on when the Eagles make their second pick of the second round, their third round pick. But doesn't matter because we like damaged goods. Nothing better than taking taking a center/guard who has, Kyle, how many injuries?
He had back-to-back injuries at FSU for his sophomore junior year. That's why he went to Alabama, where he then proceeded to blow out his ACL. Back to you, Q.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not like
that. Let me ask you this question. All right, Tank. As an owner, a general manager, somebody in the war room, what makes you look at that kid and understand, you know, we saw the highlight reel.
Right.
You know, he is a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast.
When he's healthy.
Yeah, when he's healthy.
But what compels you to think that this guy's going to be anything less than breakable when he makes it to the NFL?
And that's the million-dollar question. The one thing that
why take the risk?
I know the one thing that I do know is that the medical staff is in there and they probably done and they
the
and,
medical staff for this team is absolutely effing horrible.
And that's what I was getting to. And so you know that they've already given them the green light to go ahead and do it. Oh yes, we can fix him. Oh yes, he'll be okay. Oh yes, he checks out, and then he's there and he stinks up the joint.
The part that bothers me about it, and I said it a little bit earlier, that bothers me is. You need to find starters in this draft.
Exactly.
And this kid isn't going to start day one because he's a center, well, which we have Kelsey. He's a guard, which we have Sayamalu and Brandon Brooks.
Right.
So like, and then you have backups in those areas. Like I said all along, you know, at the beginning of the show before we even made the pick, what bothers me is I thought that we would go into the season with the lines intact. I mean, you have big money spent on both sides of the ball in the trenches, and you needed to build up the skill position players, especially on the defense. You need safety, you need corner, you need linebacker, and you didn't address any of those needs, and that's where it bothers
me. You picked up Herbig last year. Yeah. You picked up
the kid from Auburn.
Jack Driscoll.
Driscoll. I love Jack.
All right, what are you doing?
You're going to get Dillard back. And then Dillard in my lottery.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sorry.
I don't know. You're sorry. My eye twitched when you said Dillard. But.
Well, let me correct myself, too. His freshman year, he had an ACL injury. And then he had back-to-back ankle injuries his sophomore, junior year. And then blew out his knee in the SEC championship game his senior year. Other than that, though, I don't see any other injuries.
How come Quinny's not yelling at you? I say he tears his ACL, and he gets steamed off at me. And here you are breaking down the whole
thing. I can see this. Here it is. Ready? Well, we looked at him, and we had our medical staff absolutely give him a thorough physical, and we think he's going to be just fine in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Really? Like quagmire.
You know what he is? You know what he is?
Mr. Glass.
He is... too big for his body.
He might be.
No, I mean it. You know, did he gain weight to play,
or did it?
Remember your Teddy Bridgewater argument?
Oh yeah, did he gain weight fast to play? Because genetically speaking,
your body is not supposed to. You can put on all the weight you want, but your body, your foundation, your framework, your skeletal, your cartilage, is it capable of handling the weight that you put on?
Yeah.
And then the extreme levels that you push it to.
Yeah, not only the levels you push it to, but the weights that you have to lift to maintain that are your joints built for that? And the only way I can tell is if I look at his hands, that lets me know that he did something that he wasn't supposed to get to that size. Because most of the time, if you're a big dog, you don't have big mitts.
Right.
And your feet don't really mean anything. The smaller your feet, the more athletic you are.
And that goes back to Devontae Smith, too, or Davis. You know, don't expect him to be, if he puts on 20 pounds, he's perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
He's going to be this size.
The only person I can remember in modern Eagles era that put weight on and didn't lose a step was Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Putting on 15 pounds in the offseason, going from about 255 to 270. Yeah. And dominating because it was all muscle, but the lower half was a train.
Yeah, but he could maintain that though. He was back at 260 by the time the season started.
So the linebacker
comparison is Levante Davis and Darius Leonard.
Oh, no. Not Devontae Davis. Levante Davis.
Yeah, look.
That's Levante Smith.
No joke. I was at a brewery last night called Levante Stables. So.
What were you doing?
Yeah, seriously.
Hanging out with a bunch of pedigrees, my man?
We had a Alt 104.5 brewery tour event.
Ah, okay.
Nice place, good people, good time.
So I have to pull back everything I was going to make fun of. It's all good.
Yes.
All right. What do we think about the trade from Chicago with the Giants, aside the fact that the Giants got a ton of picks?
I mean, listen, I look at this is a way for Nagy and Ryan Pace to extend their time in Chicago, because they can sit there and say, hey, we're going to go into the season with QB1 Andy Dalton. But you know, don't fire us after this season because we have Justin Fields in the holster, and we're just putting our hands on him, Tank.
Yep.
We're just getting him going and you know, up to speed within our system. Mm-hmm. So next year is going to be the one where we unleash him. So they made this move here thinking more about their current stature within the Chicago Bears than anything else. But I look at it like this: Ohio State quarterbacks have historically sucked in the NFL.
Bobby Hoyer.
Dwayne Haskins, you know, Troy Smith. Like, these guys have not been good. JT Barrett,
yep.
Pryor. Like, everybody sits there and goes, oh, man, this guy's can't miss. You can't miss this guy. Mm-hmm. And then they suck. Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to say Fields is going to suck, but the fact that you're coming from Ohio State, where historically you suck, and you go to the Chicago Bears, where their quarterback situation historically
sucks.
This right here is a recipe for disaster.
It's a recipe for sucking. And the one thing that I did notice is in his picture, in his draft picture, he did not look happy about that. Oh my God, he had the stank face on. It was like, I can't wait to get there at work. I was like, oh, man. you're really convincing me.
Yeah.
I'm still.
Who are you trying to sell?
No, I was like, I want you to know that I know that I'm watching you. I'm watching just you. You're not really me.
Yeah, well, Terrell Pryor was a pretty good receiver for a year.
Receiver, right.
Pause.
Did you guys hear the news about Tim Tebow? He's trying to play tight end.
Jaguars.
they gave him a tryout, too. I wonder why.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why.
Look, he actually went to the tryout, Colin Kaepernick.
What is it, a priest, a murderer, and a racist walk in, and you're in the 2010 Florida Gator?
Yeah, Rockers. Yeah. Urban Meyer.
That's why I hate him.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Micah Parsons. My parents are Cowboys fans. I love the Cowboys. I wore blue, hoping this is what would happen. Well, Micah, as much as I wanted you, you can enjoy your time in Dallas, and I hope to God you aren't injured your entire career.
Makes it less painful to see him go there, right? I'm glad he said that.
It honestly does.
It does.
It's not less painful than Landon going, oh, don't worry, my knees will be fine.
I don't know if he said that. I think Howie said that.
Yeah, I think the medical
his knees are going to be great.
And this is
Howie knows about knees.
This is another damn Sidney Jones pick.
Sidney Jones / the fireman.
No, not the fireman. The fireman was healthy.
Yeah, but
he just sucked.
Well, he didn't want to play football.
Right? Sidney would have been one of the best had he stayed healthy, but Sidney sucked after his injury.
I just want to hop on the fire truck and go put out fires.
This is a joke. This pick is going to haunt.
Yeah.
I guarantee this sucks. This pick sucks.
I'm not happy about it either.
Yeah, I'm not. I was elated about it until I got the backstory.
I'm with you, Tank. Yeah, I didn't know he had all that injury
goods.
Yep. Yes,
damage exactly. Goods.
And like I was telling you earlier, my hatred was, I'm sorry, I hit the mic. Deep apologies.
Stop talking with your hands. Sit on them. They're too big.
What are you, Italian?
Family Guy, I know.
Yes, but now my agent was like, "You don't go out and buy damaged goods." That's why we're at the grocery store throwing canned goods on the floor.
Because you get them for a cheaper price.
You know it.
AKA not in the second round.
Yeah.
So who do we have at 13? This Quibby.
13, we've got the Chargers taking Rashawn Slater, an offensive tackle out of Northwestern. I actually like this kid. Me too.
He was decent. I think he was pretty decent.
He was also has the right attitude.
Yeah, he plays tackle and guard, so it just dubbed him as an O-lineman. And he came out and he did a great job.
And protect the franchise. Justin Herbert, man, you got to keep him upright. And the only way he's going to get it to those weapons, like Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, is
hey, we got to protect Jalen Hurts too. With somebody that's been using a walker for the last 4 years. Excellent pick, Howie.
Just a bit outside.
Jesus,
can they be laying off these pitches?
Ball 4, ball 8,
ball 12,
and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. How can these guys lay off pitches this close? New York Jets, Vikings, Elijah Vera Tucker, guard out of USC.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Protecting
the franchise.
Yep.
Patriots, Mac Jones. Sam, what do you think?
Oh, well, obviously it's a Patriot, so of course I love them.
Good. There we go. Do me a favor.
Needs it too.
Do me a favor. Make sure you clip that.
Yes.
Say that.
Make sure you clip that.
I hate everybody.
I just love those pasty white boys and boxers.
Wait, why do you got to say pasties around Sam?
Awkward.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you guys are thinking about going somewhere over across the bridge, huh? Calling audibles.
Well, you're not in good enough shape to go out.
Might as well keep going.
Yeah, I agree.
Bubbling brown sugar. Oh.
Arizona Cardinals, Zaven Collins, linebacker out of Tulsa. I know nothing about him.
I loved him.
They love their linebackers, though.
I loved him. He's about 6'4", 260 pounds of rangy killer.
Is he?
Yes. Look at that. All over the field.
Grab somebody that actually has some size to him.
Yes, they did. It was interesting. I thought he was going to go a little bit earlier, but they're known for picking up guys like this so they can move all around the defensive line and in the linebacking corps because he can stand up, play outside or inside, and he's great in coverage.
Your Las Vegas Raiders.
Who'd they get?
Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle.
Offensive tackle out of Alabama. Pretty good pick.
Does he have an injury?
No, I don't believe he does.
He played all last year and the year before that. And they're looking to protect Derek Carr, keep him upright because I think they felt like he was hit too much. So they were looking to protect him, and this one of the kids that could come right in and start right away.
I mean, listen, if you're a football player and your last name is Leatherwood, I mean, that's got to be a good sign for something.
Yeah,
so.
That is, you're about to lay the leather on the
Or we go back to the future, Peckerwood.
Peckerwood, yes, yes. Hey, I'm not trying to deal with no reefer addicts.
Reefer addicts.
All right, Jalen Phillips, defensive end out of Miami. Stays in Miami?
Wow, stays in Miami, yeah.
He loves it. Yeah.
He's pretty good. He's one of those rangy guys. He's about 6'5", about 260 pounds. And he loves to set the edge. He's physical.
He can turn pretty well upright as well.
Yeah, but the knock on him why he fell so far was because he couldn't stay really healthy all the time.
That was the first edge rusher to go in the draft.
Yeah, I know, but he was over Quitty Petty.
Yeah. Quitty Petty.
And I was surprised at that because they can move Quitty all around the line. He's a man amongst boys.
The Washington football team, are we worried at all about, is it Jameen Davis?
I mean, the only thing that worries me is the fact that Ron Rivera knows what to do with the toys that he puts into his system. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be pretty easy for him to be rangy behind that defensive line and to be able to make stops if anybody does just so happen to get through. Yeah. So, you know, at this point, I think I was on my third drink and I was starting to taper off. So I really can't give you a full-blown scouting report on him.
But I think he's pretty good in that. They also mentioned that they picked up the fifth-year option on Payne on the other defensive line. This will go well with what he's trying to do.
The New York Giants, Kadarius Toney.
Reach.
There's a reach for the high shelf. He's got tremendous speed, and when he gets the ball in his hand, he's a bit of a home run hitter at times, but he has to catch the rock. He just has to catch it.
He has Jordan Matthews syndrome.
Way worse than that.
I also just look at it, too. Like, you just signed Kenny Galladay. You have Darius Slayton. You have Sterling Shepard. You're getting...
Still have Evan Ingram.
You just signed Kyle Rudolph. You brought in John Ross. You have... you're going to get Saquon Barkley back. Mm-hmm. The kid played well in his place last year. I forget the name of the running back for the Giants last year. He played well. Like, what do you need? Like, your defense sucks. It's awful. Like, why are you not, A, trying to build up maybe on your offensive line, or B, on your defensive side of the football where you should stop something, stop somebody.
This is true. And they often go and they mess up the draft this way. No,
overthinking.
Overthinking things.
Quitty Pay. Going to the Colts at 21. Doesn't have to move far from Michigan to go.
Just further solidifies that defense that they have. I mean, the Colts really don't need much. They just need Carson to not play like this year's Carson and to play well, and they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. Like this. The offensive line, they have weapons. Their defense is stout. Yep. Man, it's just.
They have a middle linebacker, Leonard.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
They know what they have to do. Yeah. Two defensive ends. They have to stop Josh Allen, and they have to stop exactly. Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
And you might have to deal with Aaron Rodgers, too, now.
Exactly.
Before we take a break, Caleb Farley. All right. Slotted as one of the best cornerbacks, but injury prone.
Two back surgeries. No.
To Tennessee. Yeah, you don't do it, right?
Yeah. Two back surgeries. Two back surgeries.
Right.
And then one of them was just in February. So, mm-mm.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, like really at this point, you're trying to reach more for potential, but the Titans are not that far away from really being, they were in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago and they were in the playoffs last year. So like you need pieces that can come in and play. Can Caleb Farley get himself right for next season to where he's going to be able to contribute and reach that top potential that he has? That remains to be seen. But I mean, in that point, man, you got to get something that's going to help you in the defensive secondary because they were getting smoked last year.
Yeah. His play style reminded me of Bobby Taylor.
Yeah. Isn't that what we saw on the comparison?
Yeah. When they put them next to each other, I was like, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. We're going to get to the last 10 picks and a couple other silly things before we finish out today's program. Remember, tomorrow, baseball brunch, Bud Light baseball brunch at Philly Live Casino, live with Chris Sack and Greg Murphy from 11 to 12. Come down, show your face, get a free neck sip when you come down with a Green Legion logo. We'll have bags and bags of those. And then stick around for the 12 to 2 coverage of everything that took place in the draft today. It'll be an interesting show. We'll see how bad the Eagles can screw it up right now. F minus on second day grade. You guys, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Philadelphia, back right after this. F the Shaq, but that was all he missed. And he ain't coming back. Speedo. Whoa. My man Lito Shepherd down at Jacksonville listening in right now. What's up, brother? Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. My name is Quimby. I'm alongside Hollis Tank, Thomas, Sam Brady, Chris Sackmaster, and the Gobbler. Anyway, we're about to finish up here, and I forgot a segment because I got so wrapped up in how awful I feel right now. But we did start a new segment a couple weeks ago, and it's called I Told You So. Tank, how many times did I say my worst nightmare was we're going to lose Micah Parsons to the Giants or the Cowboys?
I told you so. You said it a thousand times.
Thousand times.
As soon as we traded behind them, because the funniest thing was, I was like, it's pretty good. We got some more picks and stuff. He was like, nah, we traded right behind the Cowboys and the Giants. I was like, fudge. Yep.
So guess what? Now we have to listen to Micah Parsons' name at least twice a year, maybe more.
Maybe he will take over Landon Dickerson's injury history.
Oh. Or Sean Lee.
Oh, God. I mean, one can only hope.
We got to remember he missed an entire year, though. I know he's an animal, but
He sat out. And you know what? His combine was one of the best performances of all time. It'll take him a week or two to pick back up on this.
Yeah, but that's crap in shorts, man. Like, you got to be able to hit.
Everybody's Superman in shorts. Remember, Mike Mamula had a tremendous combine,
which cost us one sack.
Sam Mamula?
Oh, God.
No?
Is she ignoring you?
She Mike is. Samula. Right? But then I'll see my way out.
Yeah, thanks. All right, anyway, I told you so, everybody. I told you so. Minnesota Vikings from Seattle Seahawks through the Jets. Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. Do we care?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
I like the last name. It's kind
of cool. What do you know? The Pittsburgh Steelers get another running back. Well, how does that continue to happen? Oh, I don't know.
Awesome running back, too.
Najee Harris is a stud.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a man amongst boys.
He's a good dude, too.
He's a good guy.
No, I mean, he grew up in like a homeless shelter, and for the draft party, he put up a bunch of the kids and put like a big screen TV in there and catered it and all that stuff so they could watch the draft.
With what funds, may I ask?
Hey, however you get it, or maybe he fronted the money. I don't know, but good for him. Good for him.
No, okay. Start paying college players.
Yes,
just start paying them
for their likeness. I'm all about paying someone for their likeness. If they're selling your jersey, you know, if they're selling your memorabilia, then you should get money for that.
Yes. Sure. I'm all about giving them money for everything. If you're part of the entertainment and the revenue stream for the university, and the revenue stream
and you're allowed to gamble on them,
and the revenue stream is greater than the scholarships they pay,
way greater,
then done. done. I would bet two college football games and national televised games covers all of the scholarships for a football team.
Pretty much.
The rest is gravy. Jacksonville Jaguars from the Los Angeles Rams, Travis Etienne.
Travis Etienne, that's a great, that was a great pick. Love it, pick.
Love it.
Love it, pick.
Cleveland Browns, Greg Newsome II, cornerback out of Northwestern.
He's pretty good. Greg, yeah.
He's a great pick.
Yeah, it was a great pick for them.
Solid.
Yeah, because they needed to get that back in shored up.
Baltimore Ravens, Rashad Bateman, wide receiver out of Minnesota. Minnesota had a hell of a team there for a couple of years.
Yeah, I like it, but Lamar Jackson still can't throw.
This is true.
Well, he's going to rely on his tight end. Well, they already have all the pieces on defense, so why not muster up a better wide receiver corps?
Yeah, normally tight ends are relied on when you can't throw the football.
No, well, exactly. When you don't have receivers to throw it to, he actually can throw. Just check it out.
Well, he's got Hollywood Brown, though.
Hollywood Brown.
He can throw a deep ball, but his intermediate stuff is not.
How about they get open on intermediate?
Oh well. So we're making excuses for him, but we couldn't do that for Carson last year.
No, not really.
Wouldn't you like them to get another running back to replace Mark Ingram?
I don't know. Possibly.
No, they have. What are you talking about? They have J.K. Dobbins.
He's on.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
He was a beast.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
He's okay. I mean, he hasn't proven anything yet, but he's okay.
Proved he's a beast.
Peyton Turner, defensive end, edge rusher out of Houston, goes to the New Orleans Saints. Here,
yes,
another
yes,
one of your
yes,
former
was,
teams.
Yes, he was a beast.
Yeah, they were long rumored that, on Thursday to make a move up into the top 10.
Yeah,
because I think they were looking to get a quarterback,
a corner.
It was a corner.
They were looking to get one of the corners, or if they were looking to move up to get a corner, because they're back in. They lost one of their corners.
So. Right. Okay.
Gregory Rousseau, mm-hmm. edge rusher out of Miami.
We passed Green Bay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Eric Stokes.
So did Aaron Rodgers.
And I pass gas every break.
Just during the break?
So another defensive player for Green Bay.
I tried to sneak a couple up on you, Kyle, but you didn't figure it out.
Kyle's face is turning almost as green as the walls in here.
they finally drafted the defensive player, which they could have used last year in the playoff game, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, there was an interesting debate that was taking place last night where if Aaron is looking to get out, you have not given him or drafted an offensive weapon in the first round in the last 5 or 6 years.
10 years. I addressed that when you were trying to poo earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. 9 defensive players and the quarterback.
And they got lucky. They got lucky with Aaron Jones. They didn't expect him to be what he was going to be.
No, they didn't. He wasn't drafted in the first round. We talk about the first round. The first round is where your impact players come in and they play immediately. It's like, so when you don't draft anybody for me offensively and you're talking about we're not trying to rebuild, but then in the first round, what do you go do? You go move up and you draft a quarterback, but you still want me there, but you're not putting the things around me to make me better.
Exactly. Right.
So, and I understand why he wants to leave.
Gregory Rousseau, edge rusher, Miami to Buffalo.
Yes.
As if that defense needed more help.
No, they did need help. Their defensive, they could not get pass rush at all last year. And that game when they played against Kansas City, they got torched because they could not get to Patrick Mahomes. Now, a lot of teams have that problem.
What was the final score of that game?
It was like 20 points.
I don't know. It was about 20 points. Yeah, it was bad. The kid that they drafted, he opted out because his mom's a nurse. He opted out of this past season. But the previous season, he had 15 and a half sacks. He started out playing receiver.
Wow. Sack, where were you?
38.
I was in the hospital during the conference.
Oh, you were visiting Landon Dickerson?
Yeah. I have blood clots, though.
Oh, God. Running around with that assless skirt.
I got
it. Going, Landon, how's your leg?
Where did this go?
Woo! Where's your leg at, Landon?
Wow.
Baltimore Ravens from Kansas City Chiefs, Jason Owe, edge rusher out of Penn State. A little bit of a project.
Yeah, project. He didn't have any sacks, but they were trying to pump him up by saying that he got everybody else their sacks. Damn that. I want you to get gold. I want you to get the gusto, damn it. Get there to the quarterback by any means necessary.
Yeah, Ravens always can afford to have projects on their defense. They're so stout.
Yeah.
And finally, your Super Bowl champion, Sam Brady, Mrs. Sam Brady. Winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Joe Tryon, edge rusher out of Washington.
Yeah,
he's never drafted Pac-12.
Yeah, he's a beast, though. But the funny thing about that pick was That pick was in before they were on the clock, and when they panned back to their war room, they had already left.
They were gone.
Yeah.
The lights were off. Yeah,
they're all sipping martinis in the green room.
Yeah, I mean, they're drafting for depth
right.
this year. Yeah. They bring him back every single starter.
Yeah. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, and they have a good record of drafting from Washington because of Vita Vea.
Yeah, Vita Vea's a beast.
Keep the streak going.
Yeah.
All right, we got 1 minute left. Best and worst dressed. I got mine. Mac Jones. Yo, man. Yeah. All right. We'll see your package at some point, bro, but we didn't need to see it on stage last night.
He's got the full package.
Sam might have needed to see that.
There was
Sam Jones. Sam Jones.
Who's your best dressed?
Jamar Chase, without question.
Oh, yeah. He did look pretty good.
Fashion sense for me. I don't understand the whole showing the ankles now when you're wearing suits.
I was wondering that, too.
You know, everybody, it's like you're wearing, like, loafers, and you're showing about, like, 6 inches of your ankles. Like,
are they wearing socks?
I'm old-fashioned.
No.
Well, they might be, but they're
stinky feet.
Yeah. But Jamar Chase had on didn't he have on sneaks? Jamar Chase had on sneaks.
I don't know, but he was dressed in nine.
Yeah, he dressed in nine. He had on sneaks. It was a couple of guys that had on sneaks. I like that.
Who had the worst smelling feet?
Yeah, you talking
anywhere?
You talking about anywhere?
Yeah.
Are you talking about
when
I played, the worst looking feet was Deuces.
Really?
it was between Deuce Daly and Keith Adams.
Deuce, what about Deuce looked like the dude. From Star Trek IV, if the shoe fits and the dude has alien feet.
Well, it was just like a little piece of black toenail on the big toe. It was like a little, nothing else, just that little piece right there. They look like dogs' chew toys.
Sorry, bro. Sorry you can't call in to defend yourself.
I'll say Jalen Waddle, I thought, was swagging out last night.
Yeah, sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
Whoa, well, look who you're talking to.
Corey Hart.
Yeah.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
All right, buddy, let's call it a day.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow at Philly Live Casino from 12 to 2 for full draft coverage of every pick that took place today. Also, don't forget, Baseball Brunch with Murph and Sack starts at 11 at Philly Live Casino. This is Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. We will see you tomorrow.